Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Welcome to Being Here.
Nice seeing you.
Thank you. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And we've been doing things in our home, but separately today. So
yes,
it's nice to sit across from you.
We're sitting across from each other here. I got this microphone. Looks like a phallic thing. But
well, that's always good.
That's our house.
Oh, the petty, petty mind. That's today's show theme.
Well, if this is your first time tuning into us, that was a good introduction to the way we're not, except when we are.
You mean we're not particularly linear? We finish each other's sentences?
Oh, yes.
We are really all about being here?
Well, actually, we're all about listening.
Mm.
And if you discover how to truly listen, you will be here.
Yeah, it's one of those
because
byproducts.
Listening pulls you into the current moment of your life. But if you've got agendas, you know, things you're for or against.
Mm-hmm. And we do. I do. You
no,
do. We
I
all do.
Never. If you have agendas, they tend to keep you from listening. Because if something is said that goes against what you believe to be the right way to be, then you will disagree in your thoughts. Listening isn't about agreeing or disagreeing. It's about hearing what another person has to say. The fear always is that if you say what's true for you, they'll take themselves away.
The fear always is if you listen to something that you find disagreeable, you might fall into that disagreeable thing, meaning...
Or you might have to give it up.
No, I'm thinking,
I see what
I'm
you're
thinking
saying.
More in terms of right now in our country is a real political divide where you
really?
Have...
Really? I hadn't noticed.
You have, in general, two teams, team for the president, team against the president. There's some people who don't come down on either side, but in general.
You know, it used to be different. It used to be that the president wasn't a personality, but somebody who took care of the country.
You can tell what team Shia is on. Well, I just about accessed his petty, petty mind, but.
That's right. I have one.
So one of the things that happens with listening is if somebody is on the other side of the political divide and they have something that is what you might consider good to say, you might not want to hear it because that might add evidence that they're not so bad. And if they have something that you disagree with, you might not want to hear it because you're busy rebutting it in your mind. But today, let's see if we can put aside the pros and the cons, the fors and againsts, and really listen to one another. Did the cat just bring you up
a
toy?
Yeah, cat brought me up a cat toy.
We have the best little toy. We have several for our cat, kitten, one of which is a pipe cleaner, which she loves because it's so light. She can bat it around and... When she hits it, it makes different shapes, and she can carry it up to the office to try and entice Shia to play while we're having the radio
while we're
show.
Working.
Yeah,
she loves me to play with her. I've gotten it down to teaching her name. Her name is Baby, and so now whenever I say Baby, she actually perks up and looks.
That's because he says baby and throws her a piece of kibble to chase. And of course,
she eats it and it's a reward.
Yes. So,
and I'm amazed how conditioned we all are to get what we want.
Yes, we've been conditioned similarly to the way we've been conditioning our kitten.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. The petty, petty mind. We, you know, I want her to just come over and love me. But she doesn't do that except around feeding time.
Well, actually, she does it frequently while you are so asleep, you have no clue that she did it.
Well, that's a lot like certain people's relationships.
Yeah, so true.
In any event, we are not going anywhere today. We do not intend to change you, fix you, make you better in any way. If, however, you truly listen to what's being said, not only by us, but to our callers, if you listen, it will pull you into the current moment of your life, and transformation, a shifting in the way you experience living, is a byproduct of getting into the current moment. I don't think I can say it clearer than that. It is a phenomena. It is not a belief system. It is not a better way to be.
Now, your mind wants to be in control. So Shia will say something and it will go off and think about it. Or if it's something it deems valuable, it will try to apply it. Hearing it is enough. You don't have to do anything with it.
Our approach is about accessing the current moment of your life. And that's it. That really is it. If you access the current moment, not think about the current moment. Think about is what you do by, oh, what's that word? Default.
Mm.
Your mind thinks about everything as though that gives you some form of control over the way the universe shows up. I am clear. I have absolutely no control over my universe, except perhaps when I'm tying a fishing fly.
I just had an example of something. Pre-COVID, I used to do Pilates a lot.
Yes.
And I may go back to the studio when it feels a little safer. But right now, Shia and I are mainly doing a lot of walking as our main source of exercise. That and getting frisky in the evenings, that raises our heart rate, or afternoons or mornings or whatever.
Yeah, now that we don't have a schedule that we
that's
have.
That's right. You never know.
You never know.
But there was a while there.
Now, just to let you know, if you don't know who we are, Ariel's what,
61?
Two.
62
took
me a minute.
And I'm going
79, going on 80.
Going
80. I know you love saying that.
So. Yeah, well, especially when you talk about being frisky.
Well, it's fun to have intimacy.
But you see, age is not a function of your chronology.
It is a function of your petty mind.
It is a function of your petty mind.
Oh, I'm old.
Well,
no, I'm not.
Yeah, you have thoughts that repeat themselves over and over. And if one of them is I'm old, well, you are. Yes, dear, you were going to say something.
Yes. So when I used to go to Pilates, there came a point where my knees started hurting. And I was looking to see if I was doing a particular series of exercises accurately. And it turned out I was. But it became clear that I really exercised by walking and doing other things and had more strength in the outer muscle on my thigh than I had on the inner muscle of my thigh. And it was pulling things out of whack and causing me pain. And I really see that for people with their mind and their being. You have both. But you may not have been developing or accessing your ability to be. We've been trained to access and rely on our intellect. So if you just let your intellect go to the back seat today and let just being here drive your car or just sit in your car and don't go anywhere, let's do that. We have lots and lots of moments to be here today. Lots of opportunities. We have several callers, a couple of which are already on hold. So shall we take our first one, Shia's left?
I'm really enjoying our kitten. She's almost a cat.
She ran so far to jump up on little table. She sends our chairs at our rollers rolling. It's really kind of fun. Okay, let's take Corrine.
Hey, Corrine.
First caller, where are you calling in from today?
Oh, good morning. I'm calling in from Long Branch, New Jersey.
Oh, well, welcome. Guys. We are awesome. It's a
great Well, if you've
day.
Been listening, you probably will know how we are.
That's true. I was really enjoying what you were talking about. And I knew I wanted to call into the show today because the topic of, oh, your petty mind just seemed so appropriate. And as you were talking, I saw another example of my petty mind. Mm-hmm. So you were talking about age. And before I came in here to call, you know, listen to the show, I was with my husband and I saw he was on a website and it said exercise for seniors. And in my mind, well, in my mind and in my voice, I just said, wait a minute, you're not old, because I am arguing or disagreeing with the fact I don't want to be old. I don't know. It's strange, but Yeah. I'm
well, let's talk about those three principles of instant
Let me first ask you a question. Who wants to be old?
People who are under the age of 21.
That's right.
You want to be able to drink legally.
That's why I asked the question.
Yeah. So what is your age, Corrine?
I'm 66.
So 66, technically you're a senior. And if movie theaters ever open up again, you can go at a discounted rate.
Yes, that's true.
So what's the question?
But let's talk about the three principles.
Oh, because she doesn't want to get old.
She doesn't want to be old. What you resist persists, grows stronger, dominates your life. So you can't just read the words on a website that your husband is accessing in hopes to keep himself healthy and fit. You have an argument with it. Because you've resisted the fact that chronologically you have 66 years on you.
But here's the other thing. You see, if you look and are willing to be honest, you resist about everything he does.
Yeah,
I guess you looked and saw the truth of it because
if he was
up
on Amazon buying something, you'd probably be like, what are you buying that for? Or if he was buying something that you wanted, be like, well, it's about time.
Right.
Or
if
he was up there accessing porn, you'd be like, what are you doing that for? I mean, like, there's not
He's trying to remember the past.
There's not a win in the petty mind. That's the point.
Yeah.
It's petty.
Your mind finds fault. That's what it does. That's what it does for a living.
Yeah. Yes, it's so true. And you're right. It's like I kept coming up with examples of my petty mind. And it's like it is interesting that it does just find fault with stuff. It disagrees with a lot.
Okay. Well, let's look at the three principles of instantaneous transformation. The first one is anything you resist, don't like, don't want, wish were different, sticks around. So anything that you say no to, in effect, you're causing that to stick around and follow you around through life.
And come to the foreground.
Yeah.
Because second principle, that's perfect. It's perfect. You're perfect. The way your mind works is perfect.
That won't go over too well for most people because they'll automatically disagree with your statement. You didn't give them enough possibility.
We're not done yet.
Okay, good.
Because in any given instant, you can only be exactly as you are. If you can't be other than you are in this moment, then this moment is perfect. I know it sounds like something disagreeable, particularly if you're noticing how your mind is petty.
Particularly if you're 66 years old thinking you should be 33.
Yes, that's true.
But if you look at all that you've done in your life, you look at the relationship you have, your son, where you live, all you've accomplished, it's included that petty mind. In a change modality, you're trying to get rid of it. You want to be better. You want to improve. You want to get over it.
Well, we all live in a change modality. See, transformation does not exist in most people's reality. Change is all there is. You set goals, you work towards them, and over time you get closer to receiving them. And if you do, then you set another goal that will bring you satisfaction or happiness when you achieve it, except when you achieve it, you discover that wasn't it either. Transformation happens when you get into the current moment. Transformation doesn't happen in time. It is not goal-oriented. It's about being in your experience of the current moment of your life. That's pretty wild.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We better do the third principle.
Third principle?
Anything you see, notice, become aware of,
without judging, completes itself in an instant. So first principle, anything you say no to sticks around. Third principle, anything you say yes to, not as a manipulation to get rid of it, but it completes itself in the instant you see it. So life becomes this unfolding rather than this plotting, not plodding.
Like plod, like a horse's hooves plodding.
Plod.
But plot, plotting. Like plots and plans.
That's right. Plots and plans. But you could plod through life, because if this moment isn't it, if you think that life will get fulfilling when you achieve or acquire what you think will make you happy, well, then you put up with the current moment, expecting something in a future moment to be more fulfilling or satisfying.
We got the neatest email today from a lady who's a rather recent client of ours. She started attending the global video seminars after the COVID pandemic had hit and we went totally virtually. And around about that time, she was getting furloughed from her job, meaning they were planning on hiring her back. But at this point, they didn't have work for her. However, she wrote to us today that she expects that as of now, she will actually be technically
terminated.
Terminated. That's just the fact of where that business is going and how well she feels in herself and how at peace. Yeah. And it certainly wasn't her preference. It was a dream job. It was one she'd had for many, many years. But when you access this moment, you're not necessarily, you know, it includes that your memories that you've had the past. It includes that you'll need to look for another job in her case. But in this moment, she has well-being.
Yeah, well, you know, a job may show up for her.
It might.
You know, look, you showed up for me.
I did.
I mean, it was unexpected. Our first date was unexpected. It was a spur of the moment. My wife is very spontaneous, and she came up to me and asked me out.
They did.
And that was the beginning of a 39-year romance, 38-year romance.
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
You know, one thing I just want to mention before we go to the break, Corinne, is this. You will be distressed if you expect that mental commentary to stop being petty.
Or expect it to go away.
Yeah.
When you get here, it can fall into the background, similar to the stars in the sky. You don't see it when the sun is out. But that doesn't mean when the sun goes away that the stars don't then appear, if the, you know, if you don't have cloud cover. I mean, that can only go so far as that
analogy
goes.
What I've been really enjoying so much is that when I first started speaking with both of you, I felt a lot of tension in my body. And when you started going through the three principles, which I've heard many times because I know you for a while, I attend seminars, which I adore, okay, and I attend weekends.
And we're going to break right now, and you'll have to say that when you come back.
We gotta go. We'll be back shortly, so come on back.
And don't miss being here.
You got it.
Okay.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Want to connect? Really connect. Meet people all over the world from the comfort of your own home at Ariel and Shia Kane's lively global video seminars. Join any of their two-hour online events or take a deep dive into the magic of being you at a virtual weekend seminar. Come on, let's connect. Find out more and register at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Transformation is a communicable ease. So after you're done listening to this Being Here podcast, why not forward it to your friends or post it on social media? You can even add your voice in the Transformation Made Easy Facebook community group, or share your experience live on one of the Kane's global video seminars. It's all accessible through transformationmadeeasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
We're on Alexa smart speakers and connected devices.
Hey, Alexa, play Being Here podcasts on Apple Podcasts.
Try it now.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, and we'd like to invite you, should you like to meet us
in person, virtually,
to one of our global video seminars, either in the smaller format. They're 2 hours. The next one is coming up this Saturday or the following Monday. You can check times, depending on where you are, on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. And then we're doing a global video weekend coming up, Improv Your Way to the Moment, September 12th and 13th. It's a Saturday and a Sunday. And I will be leading that with master acting teacher and actor Andy Schneeflock. He is a master improv teacher as well, formerly worked at NYU, now has been recently hired by Stella Adler, which is a very prestigious school in New York City, in case you don't know. And he teaches companies like Google and things like that how to do improv. And we're doing it with a spin about using improv as an access way to the moment. You can find out more about that or any of our courses at transformationmadeeasy.com. And while you're there, you can register as well. All right. We were speaking with Corrine. And she was telling she liked our seminars. Thank you, Corrine. And that talking about the three principles was relaxing.
Yeah, it just was really cool. As soon as you said the first principle, that I was resisting something, I just relaxed. And it was really delightful. And I just so appreciate that.
Did we say you were resisting something?
See, I think you're not giving yourself credit, my friend. Not that you have to go for credit, but
we didn't say you were resisting.
We said anything you resist persists, grows stronger, dominates your life. You saw third principle.
What you were resisting, you didn't judge it, and it dissolved. And that is how simple it is. See, transformation is so simple. It's not a difficult thing that you have to learn technique. It's not that, you know, when I first got interested in enlightenment, now that was quite a few years ago in the 60s, it was as though there was this ladder to climb, but it didn't have the first three or four steps.
So it's hard. It's kind of like trying to go up a fire escape when the ladder has not been lowered to the ground.
Right. But, you know, like you needed to learn so much to be able to learn how to be enlightened. That was just caca. It wasn't true. But it was all I knew. You know, there was meditation, and that was about it. Or drugs. Or both.
Yeah. And now there's the moment. And it's as easy as that. To get here,
it only takes an instant. So,
and listening is an incredible tool. Thank you so much. It was fun being with you, listening to you, and conversing with you today, Corinne.
Yes, we have another caller.
Great, I enjoyed this. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
thank
honey.
You.
Bye.
Have a great day. Bye.
Yeah, enjoy the sun in Long Branch, New Jersey.
Yay! We'll
will do.
Let's take Katie in
Chicago. The windy city. I hear you had a lot of wind there recently. Blew all things down.
Right. Yeah, we had a big storm that came through, and you walk around, and I've seen some trees been uprooted from their roots. So,
right.
Yeah, we've got some.
We're big into uprooting things here. What can we do for you, Katie?
I would like to talk about what's actually possible versus what my mind thinks is possible. And what I mean by that is I notice that, like, when I exercise or something, I'll put limits on what I think, like, how far I think I can push myself. And it's all about my mind, like, controlling. Or it seems like that's what it is. And I think I'm just up in my head.
Well, even the concept that you need to push yourself is part of your mind.
And everything is your mind. It's you. Your thoughts are all your mind.
Your judgment about how your mind works is your mind.
That's right. You know, your mind should be quieter is your mind telling you that your mind should be quieter.
And the idea
or telling itself
about what you need to do, and then the argument against it, that's classic mind. It loves to play both sides. It's the Punch and Judy show internally.
Right.
That's so true. Oh my gosh, I didn't see that.
I don't know what you're doing for exercise, for instance, but I've noticed something for myself recently is I have an idea of what a good me should do. And in general, whatever I'm doing is not enough. It should always be more. So
or different.
Or better.
That's right.
Better kind of exercise, more exercise. There are always people around who have harder fitness techniques or stress their bodies more. There's lots of different protocols and possibilities. One of the things that I've discovered, Katie, is that it doesn't matter what I do, I will always have those series of thoughts on tap to access.
Well, here's the thing, Katie. The second principle of instantaneous transformation, I love it. Katie, a question for you, my dear. In this moment, could you not be in Chicago? Too late. The moment just went by and you are in Chicago.
Yep.
Yes. This moment, yes. Katie, could you weigh 1 ounce less than what you weigh?
No.
Could you weigh 1 ounce more than what you weigh in this moment?
No.
Could you be different than you are right now?
No.
Okay, well, if that's the case, you never could have been different than you were in any previous moment of your life. And that is the gift. See, you're striving to be different as though different will be better. Except when you get to different, it's never better enough. That's all change. It's it's an empty bag when you get it. Now, if you get into the moment, you discover the perfection of your life, of this moment, and there's no place you need to get to, but it doesn't mean you become complacent. It means you get interested in what you do as though that's what you should be doing in this moment, rather than thinking there's always something more, better, or different that you should do or have that will make you a better person. Again, better. The better thing is really a killer.
There's change. There's transformation. I'm just picturing taking a walk. And Shai and I tend to walk frequently. And Well, a couple years ago, we were walking in Costa Rica while we were doing one of our courses, and it was at a period of time.
Pre-COVID,
but it was also pre my mother's
demise,
dying, and my dad was not yet in a facility, although his health was really degrading. And I had discovered this thing while walking where it wasn't about do I want to walk, do I not want to walk. There were mornings I'd wake up and I didn't want to walk. There were mornings I woke up and I did, but either way, my thought process came down on it wasn't relevant. We went because that was what the plan was. And when we went, I discovered something that as we were walking, from time to time, this thing happened I called the upright zone, where my body almost took over for myself and it pulled up and it pulled in the core muscles and there was an energizing nature to it. And I find now as we go out and about, sometimes that upright zone just happens midway during the walk, but I'm not pushing myself to get there. It happens or it doesn't. So as we walk, we do it with awareness rather than as the goal to get fit. And if you do what you're doing with awareness and you do it with consistency,
well,
chances are you'll get fit.
Actually, we do it to walk.
We do.
We're not trying to get, well.
Well, we do everything with awareness, though.
Right. But we're, like, this morning we walked down Gravel Hill Road, and they call it Gravel Hill because it is a hill.
Paved in gravel, not pavement.
And it's a substantial upgrade going up that hill. You know, it pumps, you have to pump to get up there. And do you try to get it over with? Like, if I can just get to the top of this, I'll be better. Or do you stay in each step and be with the sensations in your body and the thoughts that go through your mind? That's my preferred state, to be with what is. Sometimes I really do wish it was over already.
Well, I noticed this morning that my mind was saying, wow, this is hard. We should do it again tomorrow.
I love you.
My self-improvement thought process of we should do this again tomorrow, for me, is generally code for...
We're not doing it.
I don't like this too much. And I was actually talking to Shai because we tend to do a longer, flatter walk punctuated with something that has more uphill on a different day. And I'm liking that routine. It's been fun. But I've come to notice that if I'm going, yeah, I got to do this every day, that's code for, I've had enough of this already.
That's cool.
So
that's really cool to see.
Yeah, because, you know, you can have, we used to be like that when we traveled, would be sitting in the car on the way home, and I'd be going through all the list of things that we were going to do when we got home, and the food we're going to make, and what we're going to do, and that was always code for I'm tired, and it's time to go to bed.
Mm.
You know, when you get used to recognizing that what your thought process says isn't necessarily the truth, that you don't have to follow the dictates, life becomes a lot of fun.
Cool.
Shai is laughing at me. He took his tea bag out of the
tea
and tossed it in the garbage can, but he overshot. So it was on the floor. But I have very talented toes, so I leaned over and I picked the tea bag up with my toes and placed it in the garbage. Just saying.
<That's> great. I love it. Oh, well, thank you guys. It's been really fun talking to you.
Fun talking to you too, Katie.
Yeah, and, Katie.
You know, I love that Shai was saying, could you weigh an ounce more, an ounce less? Could you be other than in Chicago?
See, and everybody's striving to get to what they think is a better them. Well,
COVID world.
Well, here's the thing. You are, in this moment, the only way you could possibly be. Give yourself a break.
Yeah. That's so
enjoy
cool.
Enjoy being you. There's only one of you. You're unique. There's 7.5 billion people, but I haven't calculated all the people who are dying from COVID. So let's say 7.5 billion. That's still pretty close. You still have people getting born too. So, yeah, you're unique. You know, unique. There's only one of you. Enjoy you. Have fun with you.
Yeah. And thanks for calling. Great. It was fun speaking with you.
You too. Thank you.
Awesome. All right. How about we take Elka in
Hamburg. Hey, Elka. Germany.
Hi, Ariane and Shia. Hi.
Hi,
how are you?
Elka. We are great.
Hi. Yeah, me too. In the summerly weather in Hamburg, very warm here. And
do you not have air conditioning there?
I'm not.
Yeah, do you not have air conditioning?
No, I don't have air conditioning.
Uh-huh, no, well, enjoy the warm then.
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
I thought about the topic, and this morning I recognized, I wanted to share a story where I could see my petty mind in several times. Last weekend I was invited to a birthday party of a good friend of mine, a lady, and on the table with me was the husband of another friend of mine who he wore a scarf and long sleeve and was a bit dressed like a gigolo or someone who is in Venice on the boats, the gondoliere. I don't know how you say it in English.
Are you saying he was wearing a striped shirt?
A striped long sleeve shirt and a red scarf, and he had a real hood or a cap in between, and he had posed it on his head in a very fancy kind. And every time he was at my table, he sit in opposite to me, and every time when I saw him, I felt an upset and also a feeling of, it's cringeworthy the right name, but when I, for his wife, and I thought, he is such a bragger. And this morning I saw that I could see my feelings and my and it went away during the day, but this morning I thought of it, and I said to me, I'm also looking for a lot of attention, or I'm getting a lot of attention in this moment by my new Instagram account, and why can't I let him have why do I not grant him this attention? And well, I found it, I could laugh about
that. It may be that you rein your horse, her name is Elka, in very tightly, and so you don't like to see other people be that self-expressive because you're not letting yourself be that self-expressive. So you find fault with him for being out there wearing his gigolo shirt.
Yeah.
Can we talk more about this after the break?
Yes, okay. Yeah.
We're going to a break.
All right, so listen to the messages over the break rather than think about what you said and about what we've said and about what we're going to say. Keep being here, and we'll see who we all are when we come back from the break. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
I like that. So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Wouldn't you love to be able to think on your feet and easily communicate without second-guessing or hesitating? Join Being Here host Ariel Kane and talented actor and master acting teacher Andy Schneeflock. They're teaming up to present a fun and lively weekend event, Improv Your Way to the Moment, on September 12th and 13th. Find out more and register for this virtual seminar at transformationmadeeasy.com/improv.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. Hey, we have some shout outs for listeners today, not only in some of the cities where y'all have been tuning in from, but a few individuals today as well.
Right.
So let's start with shout outs to our listeners in Providence, Rhode Island.
In Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Dubuque, Iowa.
Tucker, Georgia.
Haryana, India.
Nograd, Hungary.
Westmeath, Ireland.
Otago, New Zealand.
Whew, did that okay.
Oh, and we got through that.
Well, that wasn't so bad. Well, and Aisha, we're in New Jersey. We're shout out to you.
And Steve in New York City.
And Heike in Cologne. Just some of our regular listeners and people who are part of our community. Wherever you're listening from, thanks for tuning in. And
yes,
if you're enjoying it, feel free to share it with others. Transformation happens when you share it. And if you're not yet getting our email newsletter, sign up.
TransformationMadeEasy.com will get you to everything that we are doing.
And one last thing, we are coming up to episode 700. So you can celebrate
with us. It's not like the 700 Club.
No, we're just
the 700th episode of Being Here.
On September 16th.
Which is also our wedding
anniversary. So prepare
Should
to celebrate.
Should be fun.
Yeah.
And should be
invite
celebratory.
Your friends. All right. We are speaking with Elke.
In Hamburg, Germany.
Hey.
Yes.
Elke, lovey. We were talking about you over the break, and it was good.
All good.
Here's one of the things that we've noticed over the years. If somebody really tends to irritate us or we judge them, it's usually because they are displaying or they resonate with us something that we judge about ourselves. So if this fellow sitting across from you is insecure and he dresses to cover his insecurity, what you may be resonating across from
and what you may be left with is that insecurity.
Yours and his. Anything that's left over in you will resonate. And the more you're kind to yourself about having what you consider nasty thoughts about him, if you don't judge yourself for having them or think that those thoughts are true and founded.
I have a question for you, Elke, my dear.
Mm.
Yes,
are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
Did you think to have those judgmental thoughts?
Great question.
Well, thank you.
Did you think to have them?
What?
I have, yes, I have those judgmental thoughts.
No. You misunderstand. My question is not, did you have judgmental thoughts? I know you have judgmental thoughts. The question is, did you think, like, did you say, okay, Elka, now have a judgmental thought about this guy?
Quite soon. It was not the whole day that I felt upset. I saw it quite soon that it's...
You're not catching the question, and I'll translate for you.
Put it in woman talk, please.
So what Shai is pointing to is the automaticity of your thoughts. You saw this gentleman, and you had a
thoughts.
Series of thoughts that were negative or judgmental in nature about what he was wearing, about how he was moving, the way his hat was situated. They were spontaneous, reflexive, automatic thoughts that you weren't going in saying, okay,
what can I find wrong with this person?
I'm going to pick apart the person sitting across from me. That's my plan for today.
Elka?
Yes.
Having judgments about him wasn't on your agenda for the day. It happened
spontaneously.
Yes. That's true.
Okay.
It happened.
Should I go off the deep end?
Why not?
Okay, I'm going to go off the deep end. Did you find this guy at all attractive initially?
No. You mean before the day? I know him since years, but no, he's not attractive at all for me. And in this class, neither. No,
okay.
He was not attractive at all.
Mm.
Well, see, sometimes we find somebody attractive and the repulsiveness of the person is shocking that we would be attractive to them.
I remember that.
I know.
To me once. I was so shocked I was attracted to somebody who I thought was so
gross.
Repulsive at the same time.
Right.
I'm not saying that's you. Look, I'm just saying that I have had that experience.
Look, I'm allowed to be
I know this too, but for this man, no, I'm not attracted to him, not at all.
Mm.
And but I can see, my automatical spontaneous response on him, and I can also see that it addresses two parts of me where I want to be seen and get attention, but think I shouldn't be so needy for attention.
Well, see, Elka, what you're talking about is the mind.
I is needy. I am needy. I think I shouldn't.
And it's all the same voice talking about I should be different. I should be better. I shouldn't have these petty thoughts.
Needy.
What if there's nothing wrong?
Yeah, I know. Most of the time, there's nothing wrong, but sometimes I see people.
Most of the time is change. You can only be how you are in any given moment. Change takes place over time, so most of the time includes a past. But we're not going to the past. All there is the current moment, and you can obfuscate that moment. You can blow smoke into the space of the moment so you don't have to allow yourself to feel feelings that you are disagreeing with and don't think you should have.
Including, from time to time, how strong you are in being a no to whatever situation you're in. It comes up unbidden. It comes up strong. It has lots of judgments attached to it, and then you judge your judgments, and before you know it, you're in a spiral of that, because first principle, anything you don't like, don't want, don't see non-judgmentally.
Or you think should be different, will stick around. See, you didn't just notice that you found this guy's way of being offensive.
You conversed with yourself about it. You tried to justify it or rebut it, or you found it crazy that you were thinking that. However you had, the whole conversation is still mind-based rather than noticing,
It's still in better, worse, good and bad, which is change. And most people live in that space.
And my friend, we have somebody who's been patiently waiting, so we should take him. It's been fun speaking with you today.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Got it. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Let's take Dave. Are you in?
In Canada somewhere.
Winnipeg, it says. Winnipeg. He's in Winnipeg. Hi.
Yeah, hi. I am in Winnipeg. Nice to be with you.
Nice.
You know,
to have
Winnipeg
you.
Is only a word for me.
Yeah.
I have no pictures that I can, you know. If you say New York City, I got the Empire State Building. I got the Statue of Liberty. I got pictures. But you say Winnipeg, and I am at a loss.
Maybe we'll have to go there. We'll either have to go, or you'll have to take your phone, and we'll FaceTime with you, and you'll show
take
us around.
On a virtual tour of Winnipeg.
Deal. Both.
All right. What can we do for you, sir?
Oh, it's I've been really enjoying listening to you guys and the other callers. I've been experiencing how quick my mind is to, you know, not let me have the wins and the good things in my life, you know?
There's a lot of good happening.
What do you mean your mind is quick not to let you have the wins?
Well, there's a lot of great things happening in my life. My life is good. It's my mind, the thoughts in my mind that come through fairly frequently are things like, you know, don't get too attached to things going well, be prepared or be expecting when it's all going to drop out, those kinds of things, like old repetitious stories.
Well, then you're not busy enough. See, those old repetitious stories are like a screensaver on the older computers that would come on after 15 seconds of idle or 30 seconds of idle or a minute of idle. But if you go on idle, then Muzak comes on. The elevator music comes on. The you're not good enough comes on. It won't last comes on.
And of course it says that. I don't know that you would be here if you didn't have that background music. Because certainly, you go back a few generations, you can enjoy this lovely day, but you better get back to chopping wood for winter. Because if you don't have enough for winter, you will freeze.
Right.
You know, there was no polar fleece.
Wow, that's funny because the conversation in my mind says that I'm too busy.
Of course it does. Of course it does. It's a complaint. Like, you're not doing what you want to do. See, Dave, my friend, the game is to do what you're doing as though it's your idea. Not like you've got more to get to. If you have time to think about what you're doing, as in should I or shouldn't I, you got too much time on your hands.
Huh. That's very cool.
You know, my day is a lot less structured than it used to be now that we have the COVID events happening where, you know, I am restricted in my travels. I don't fly in planes anymore. I'm over 79 years old. So I'm at risk. When I was 78, I wasn't at risk.
He is a senior, Kareen, if you're still listening.
In any event, I don't feel like one.
No, you don't.
No, and except when I get up in the morning and have to move through the aches and pains of it. But if you are listening to your complaining mind, it means you've disengaged from something because you either think it's too difficult to do or you have considerations that make it easier to entertain an old familiar upset.
And sometimes, Dave, what you disengage from is giving yourself license to rest when you're resting. Because if you have a judgment about that, oh, look, I'm being sedentary, then you don't let yourself be where you are, enjoying what you're doing, whether it's being active, doing chores, or resting.
Right.
You may be a lot like Katie, think you have to drive yourself forward rather than being.
See, look, your internal conversation, we're running out of time, but everybody's running out of time. Your internal conversation was something that was programmed into you by other people a long time ago.
You can resist that programming.
Or you can notice it. Include it and get on with your life.
I know that when you're hearing it, you're just standing in the elevator and maybe it's time to step out on the floor.
Yes, maybe that's the music. Well, we got to go.
Yeah, we do. So lovely speaking with you.
Thank you so much for calling in. And we do have to come to Winnipeg someday because if you live there, it's worth coming to. Right, got to be a great place.
Next week's show is kind of a teaser. You're not going to know what it means. I had to look it up because I forgot what you wrote.
I looked at it and I didn't know what it meant.
It's diamonds.
Well, we'll have to find out what that's about next week.
We'll be back next week. So, hey, come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.